Last night, a majority of city council members voted to reject the proposed franchise agreement. There were a number of community people who voiced a variety of concerns about it, and council decided to give TECO 6 months to come back with a better agreement.
What were some of the concerns that people had?
Folks talked about trees being massacred, that TECO only uses fossil fuels for energy and they want them to be greener, have more renewable fuels, have better conservation programs that really incentivize people to invest in conservation. And the length of the proposed agreement is 25 years. And in this country's, you know, the volatility of the energy market makes 25 years seem like a ridiculously long amount of time for a franchise.
Some of those concerns that you mentioned aren't typically found in a franchise agreement. What makes you think that TECO is going to be able to put that in?
The TECO franchise agreement isn't required to address many of those concerns, but it could. It's sort of like getting extra credit on your test for answering additional questions. Many other utilities do a variety of these things because they want to be good to their community and they want to make their constituents happy. And TECO just has not demonstrated a progressive energy plan for our community.
What's the purpose of going after a shorter franchise agreement?
The world of energy is changing so rapidly that it makes sense to have a shorter agreement so that there can be room for renegotiation in the future. For example, there's a trajectory where now coal is more expensive than solar, but 10 years from now, those two projections are supposed to cross where solar will be less expensive to produce than fossil fuel-based energy. And that's the kind of savings and benefit to the community that we could realize if we had a shorter agreement, because then we could negotiate again in 10 years or for something that's greener, more sustainable, and more conservation-minded.
Did you get any feedback from TECO giving you indication that they would be willing to work with you on any of these things?
I've been working with TECO for over a dozen years on taking overhead power lines and putting them underground, and they've never indicated that they would be cooperative. But perhaps after this vote on City Council, they'll try harder.
What's the next step?
Two things. We've asked TECO to return in 6 months with a new proposal, and so they'll have to negotiate with the administration. And on Monday morning at 10:30, I'm having a press conference in front of the Tampa Theater. I'm buying a bunch of the copies of the book, Hot, Flat, and Crowded by Thomas Friedman, about how the world needs to address its energy issues. And I'll be giving them to the TECO Board of Directors. And I have one for the mayor and one for Tom Snelling, the city's green officer. The idea is, you know, the phrase, think globally and act locally. I think it's so important that we do act locally.